Back here at Fenway Park, by the way, Alex Cora was part of the four coaches that joined us earlier on the program. Good news is we'll play a lot of it probably tomorrow because there was some good stuff there. And Alex, as usual, every Wednesday with us, brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox Radio Network. Next two people are pretty familiar to Boston sports fans. Bob Stanley, of course, pitched many years for the Boston Red Sox, and his son Kyle Stanley is here. Kyle, it's great to see you. Can we get that microphone on here, guys?
Hello.
I don't think the mic's on. Oh. Here we go. You ran a marathon?
I did, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a rash decision, but it was all about raising money for the Jimmy Fund.
So I saw the whole documentary that they did with you guys, and your father said, he's crazy. He's just trying to run a marathon. He's crazy.
He's nuts.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So tell us your story, because it was a sinus tumor, right?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed on my 9th birthday. I had a tumor the size of a man's fist in my right sinus. And I went right into Dana-Farber and had 6 months of chemo and a year of radiation, and then in February, after that, the following year, I was had a surgery to remove what was left of the tumor, and been cancer free ever since.
Unbelievable!
So it started when you were 9.
I was having headaches when I was 9.
And how old are you now?
I am 38.
Wow!
Yep.
And all this started with you going to Dana-Farber. Was Lisa Sherber there when you were there?
I think she was, yeah.
So, Kyle, how old were you?
Lisa was there in 1872. I remember it well.
Yeah, Lisa was there.
Kyle, how old were you when you were cancer-free? How long of a process was it? A few years?
So, in February in 1991, I had the tumor removed, and I've been cancer-free ever since.
Oh, wow.
I was 10 years old.
Wow. That was amazing, because I remember Kyle as a kid and around the team or whatever. Matter of fact, I remember you saying that you would have left that last year because you walked away from the game. You could have pitched another year, couldn't you?
Yeah, I had another year on my contract.
Yeah.
Gave it back. I would have quit anyway. So
because of what he was dealing with.
Right. I couldn't let my wife do that by herself.
How difficult was that for the entire family when you're going through what he's going through? And, of course, you're also a celebrity in town. People know everything that's going on.
Well, you know, I used to go to Jimmy Fund all the time and visit kids. And, you know, like 5 years before that, I visited a boy that was terminally ill. And I brought him my jersey and a Jim Rice autographed bat. And he ended up passing away. 5 years later, the doctor, Dr. Holcomb Greer, says, "You remember Devin?" I go, "Yeah." He says, "Kyle has the same tumor."
Ugh.
So I'm like, "Oh, my God." He says, but we've done research, and, you know, it's better than it was 5 years ago for, you know, poor Devin. And
how crazy is that, though, Bob? Huh? You're sitting there, and you're dealing with a kid, and you're hearing about the kid, and he passes away, and the next thing you know, your son has exactly what that kid.
I still believe Devin's buried in my jersey, with my jersey. And I still believe to this day that Devin looked over him, took care of him.
Mm. Well, it is just the research alone, when you think about how long ago you were diagnosed, how young you were, to where you are now, and just the strides and the clinical research that has been done and the lives that have been saved because of the Jimmy Fund and people donating money, just how important it is for people to recognize how important, you know, a small donation can be to such a great cause.
That's the amazing thing to me in doing this now. I think it's been like 10 years for me that when you hear doctors say, well, 10, 15 years ago, was it different than like 10? No, two. Yeah. You know, one.
6
you know,
months in
whatever.
Some
like it's, and right now we have some trials there, and it's like, you know, fundraisers, obviously people calling in. Things are a little bit different than they were 28, 30 years ago.
Yeah, right every here. Tuesday I used to have to carry him out of the clinic because of the chemo. You know, he just knocked them out. And now they walk out, with, you know, they're not really that sick. I mean, he was puking all over the place, and I had to carry him out. And we had a big joke after he got cured, because he always gave us one of those little cups, you know, so just if he got sick, we had a stack of them in our house. And we said, my wife and I said, let's have a party, and we'll fill them up with peanuts and all that kind of stuff.
The used ones?
Yeah, not the used ones.
So you gave back. So you ran the marathon, you gave back.
Yeah, it was, I mean,
did you train?
I did train is the worst part.
I I mean, the crazy thing is, collectively, if we couldn't do that.
No, we could.
If I said, okay, you take, you know, a couple, I'll take some. We couldn't do it collectively.
I can't drive 26 miles.
Listen, no, it's baseball. He said Bob was a pitcher, so he had to run a little bit. I hit a double. You call timeout to get your breath. You know, I mean,
I didn't run a lot. Must have was backing up home or something.
That's an unbelievable story, though, when you look back at where you were as a kid and what you were dealing with, and here you are as an adult, and you're perfectly fine, and everything has worked out, just, knock on wood, just been great.
You're on the field today?
Throwing the first pitch.
He was a really good Little League player.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about you. Is your arm getting better over the years, I hope? No?
I just had rotator cuff surgery last June. A year ago, June.
It's going to be ugly.
So I was like a little nervous. I went to Pawtucket a couple weeks ago to throw out the first pitch, and I bounced it. So I got to aim higher tonight.
You know, do me a favor. Go online. Look at 50 Cent first pitch. Okay. As long as you're better than that, you'll be good.
Don't do that.
Maybe it's in his head, and he'll end up doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That one was awful. Yeah. Bob, it's great seeing you. It's been a long time.
Thanks,
it's really great seeing you. Kyle, it's great to see you. I remember you as a kid, and to see you now as an adult and see that everything worked out great, all thanks to Dana Farber. We really appreciate you guys sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over here. And good luck with that pitch.
Yeah.
Good luck with that pitch.
A little nervous.